Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Pirkei Avos. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Vav. Afhu ra'a gulgolos achas shetzaf al pnei amayim. He also saw a person's head that was floating on top of the water. Amar al da'ataft atfuch v'sof mitpayich yitufun. And he said to this skull that because you caused other heads to roll, so to speak, or to float, so too other people made your head float. And in the end, the people who caused your head to float, their heads are going to float as well, meaning this must have been someone who was a murderer, and because he was in the murder business, there were people that wanted to kill him. So when Hillel saw him, he made this comment. You know, so people should be able to learn a lesson that you think you're always going to be on top. If you're a mob boss that's always knocking people off, that's always killing people, someone's going to be gunning for you eventually. So that's the point he made, that you sort of choose the life that you're going to live, and you're going to deal with the consequences of that. Mishnah Zayin. Hu ayo omer, Hillel also used to say, marba basar mabarima. The more meat, the more maggots that are going to eat the body. Meaning, if you indulge yourself so much and become this big fat guy, so ultimately we all go, we all die in the end of the day. And ultimately, it just means that there's going to be more flesh eating maggots that are going to consume his carcass. Marba nechasim marba daiga. The more wealthy a person is, the more concerns he has, because you're always worried about what's going to be with your money, and are your friends really your friends, or are they only interested in your money, things like that. Marba nashim, marba kshafim. The more wives a person has, the more kishuf he's exposing himself to, because women have a tendency toward, or at least used to have a tendency toward toward kishuf, and kishuf is obviously a very terrible listener. Marba shvachos, marba zima, marba avadim, marba gazel. The more shvachos he has, the more zima, the more znus he's going to have, the more avadim he has, the more stealing that there's going to be. Because apparently, when you had a Shivcha Kananis, it was known that she would be someone who's more promiscuous and would try to entice into this kind of thing. And an Eved Kanani was known to be a dishonest person. So if you take into, you know, you try to amass a great amount of avadim and shvachos, it's not going to be good for your overall behavior and morality. However, on the other hand, mar betorah, mar bechayim. The more Torah you have, the more life you're going to have. Mar be yeshiva, mar bechachma. The more yeshiva you're going to have, which might mean the more talmidim you're going to have, the greater chachma that you're going to have, because mi talmida yosem mikulam, you end up learning more from your talmidim than anybody else. Marba eitzah, marba tevunah. The more advice you get from people, the more understanding you're going to have of a situation. People have different perspectives. You're able to learn a lot from different people. Marba tzedakah, marba shalom. The more tzedakah you give, the more shalom there's going to be. Kana shem tov, kana liatzmo. And when you have a shem tov, when you have a good reputation, that's the only thing that's really yours. Kanalo divrei Torah, kanalo chayei olam haba. And if a person acquires divrei Torah, so he's really acquiring chayei olam haba, because that's the only thing that's still going to be there for him in olam haba. All the nechasim that you acquire in this world are not going to be there for you in olam haba. So to review what we learned today, Mishnah Vav, we said that Hillel saw a skull floating on the water, and he said, you were probably a murderer, and they came for you, and whoever came for you, someone's going to come for them. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we spoke about why it's important not to be chasing gashmius in this world, because it's only going to cause more worry and more immorality. But the more one chases the good things, Torah and mitzvos, the more that's going to actually help him in an essential way, in a real way, and be there for him in olam haba. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Ches.